again and welcome to PCP. It's PCP 383. It's me, Pete Kirkle, back for another hour of weird and wonderful music. I hope you enjoy it. Yes, it's going to be one of those. It's going to be one of those shows. I think I've got some very interesting music from all over the place. That was an artist called MKMN99. Really catchy, that one. From the tune was catchy, not necessarily the title of the artist. He's originally from Sweden, now living in Denmark. You can get that from the Ephedrina record label, free and for gratis. Go to vibedeck.com/ Ephedrina net label. That's EPHEDRNRIN. Go to the show notes, pcoco.com. Why do I always do that? Why do I always pick the artists and the people that I can't got absolutely no chance of pronouncing? Well, I have a few more of them to come later on the show, but let me just tell you a bit more about that track I couldn't pronounce. Dwell in Darkness, the VIP mix, is that particular track. You can find MKMN99, as I said, at Ephedrina. Check it out at PeteKogel.com. Go look for the show notes, which are PCP 383, and it'll tell you more about it. And of course, if you like it, go over to the artist's website and say thank you very much. And if you want to send me some comments about it, then please do. Or send me some recommendations for other artists that you might think of, might be worth listening to on the show, then please do that indeed. Now, it's been a kind of busy week, really. Very busy week for me. I'll tell you more in a minute after this this next track. I'll try and have a guess where this lot come from. This is Freaky Clean and Dickie F. Hell is Calling.
But I take no call. Hell is calling, but I take no calls. I don't wanna change my true to false. Strong now, and I've been so weak. Wish I could now turn the other cheek. I'm on that road, shoot me from your bow.
Marvellous stuff. Freaky Clean and Dickie F there. You can find them at Jamendo.com. That's where you'll find more about them. Absolutely fantastic stuff. Now, guess, where do they come from? Yeah? You're going to think America, aren't you? Going to think Southern States of America? Nah. The Ukraine. Yep, the Ukraine. Interesting stuff, isn't it? You can find out more about them at freakyclean.org.ua, which is the suffix for the Ukraine. Very, very interesting. I don't know whether they're Americans living over there or they're just guys from the Ukraine. They just want to sound American, but I liked it, so I played it for you. That's what we do here. Right, so I mentioned it's been a busy week. The latter part of this week has been very busy indeed. I am now a judge on the... the European Podcast Awards. And of course, you'll know that I won the award in the end of 2010, and the awards for the end of 2011 are being judged. I've got a shortlist now of 16 podcasts for my area, the UK, to listen to, and I've had a listen to 8 of them so far, and there's 4 different categories. There's personality, which is the one I won, business, professional, and not-for-profit, and they're all very different, and they've all got very different styles. I've had a listen so far to the business and the professional, very clear winners in my view, but of course that's just my view. There could be other people who've got different different perspectives on this, so we'll see what they come out like. I haven't listened to the other two yet. I'm going to listen to the personality one last, because I think that's going to be the most difficult for me to do, bearing in mind that sort of, I'm really comparing it in many ways against myself. Then again, most people are probably better than me, I suspect. Certainly they're looking at the criteria that I have to use. I mean, I'm absolutely very surprised I won the thing in the first place, but there you go. But anyway, thanks very much for you, if you have voted for me in the past, and I hope that the show that wins next year is going to be it's going to be very interesting. I think it's going to be really good stuff. As I said, 2 clear winners in the business and professional section. Let's see what happens when I get to the others. Let's move on. This is a band with a certain echo back to Bauhaus. Scofflane is their name. A track called "What Do You Propose?" nice dark, deep sound there, very much reminiscent of Bauhaus, of course. Scofflane is the name of the artist. You can find them at scofflane.com, that's S-C-O-F-F. Yeah, interesting. I got that from AF Music, which is based at af-music.de. But they're not German. They're actually from Moscow in Russia. So we've had Ukrainians that sound like Americans, and we've had Moscowians that sound like an old British punk band. Interesting. I like that. I hope you did too. I think I'll be playing some more with that particular album as time goes on. And I suspect other artists, other podcasters will. I think Mr. Rowley Cutler certainly will be very interested in that. He gets the same emails that I do from this particular record label. Good stuff. Now, what do we do here on BCP? We mix it up. So now for something completely different. Thank you. That was a nice bit of jazz there. As I say, we like to mix it up here. I played as much jazz as I said I was going to, but that was good. That was Modes, that's the start of the track, by Esben Chalve? T-J-A-L-V-E. His band's called Red Kite, and you can find out more about them at myspace.com/ Esben Red Kite, E-S-B-E-N. Red Kite, based in London. I got that from my order promo net, which means if you like that particular track, you can download it for free for yourself from the PCP website. And I thought it was rather good. I thought it was a nice bit of jazz to mix it all up. We've got to mix it all up quite a lot in this particular show. So I hope you enjoyed that. What else have I got to talk about this week? Oh yeah, there's something else. If you're anybody who actually follows me on the Twitter feed or Facebook or any of that sort of usual sort of bullshit, social networks, dear boy, social networks. You'll find that I am actually now in the market for a new job. I got made redundant. I'm getting in the process of being made redundant yet again. Not that I'm sort of too fussed by that. It's just happened to me before, so I'll just get through it. And I'm looking for a job. And one of my colleagues or ex-colleagues who used to work with is also he left a while ago, and he set up his own business. And this business is all about CVs and getting yourself on the net. So of course I've used his service, and I think it's very good. So I want you to check it out if you feel like that way inclined. It's called Zvitae, Zvitae, sort of a combination of CV and curriculum vitae and a bit of a, well, putting the Z in there as well. So Zvitae is what it's called, and I quite like it. I've sort of stuck my CV up there, and it's what I quite like about it is the fact that you can put your CV up there and immediately ask for feedback from people that you trust, and they can sort of feedback some information to you, which is something that I think very few people actually do. I've always tried to do with my CV and get people to comment on it. And I was having a conversation with a recruitment consultant just yesterday, just saying the same thing. You know, so it's constantly updated, and it's constantly sort of got new information in there. And I think it's quite a good service. It helps in the portal, as it were. So there you go. I don't do many adverts, but I thought I'd put that one in. Quite topical for me. Let's move on. Completely different music this time, but a drum and bass. This is Influence by Probos. like to pride myself on picking what I think is probably the best drum and bass around. There is so much drum and bass around, of course, and some of it is absolutely rubbish. But that was very, very good indeed. That was Probos. Find him at soundcloud.com/Probosphere. Again from Moscow in Russia. I got that from Esprit Records at espritrecords.net and also via Iota Bandcamp. So yet again, that track is available for you to download for free and for a gratis to pass around to your friends and generally wax lyric about your fondness for some of the best drum and bass in the world as well. Yes. Right. Now, I published at the end of, actually it was on the 1st of December, my list of best albums of the year. Some of the sort of the big ones were, of course, Chinese Man's Racing with the Sun and Secret Orchestra of the Vatican's Barbary Lion. Good albums. Another person I recommend you get to an awful lot is, of course, Tony Barrett. We played him before, The Soap Company, and he put together a list of his best choice. Most of these are not so much the Creative Commons albums, more sort of paid albums, but he came across this particular band. This is his number one. Interesting, very, very interesting, very, very different. I would suggest you spend a bit of time listening to this as opposed to just sort of doing something in the background at the same time. This is Grandma by Skeletons.
I try to replace that cartoon in my face. whitest eyes you've ever seen. Let the wrinkles fall where they please. I smile whenever I feel the need.
That is a truly, truly diverse mix of musical genres there, I think, and something very interesting. And it's all the typical of Tully to pick something as good as that, because he does like his music, and he does like his music very, very varied. That was particularly excellent. I enjoyed it. A little bit self-indulgent perhaps in the middle, but I quite liked it. Always worth listening to something that recommended by Tony. Don't like everything he plays or recommends, but that one I did. Skeletons is the name of the band. You can find them at skeletonstv.bandcamp.com, where you can find that particular album. That particular track is a free download, so you can get that one for free as well, but I have to go to Bandcamp. They are based in Brooklyn and New York. Go check them out. I really enjoyed that, and I hope you did too. This is what it's all about, this program is trying to get you to pick up and listen to some very, very interesting music that perhaps you've never heard of before. And I hope hopefully you'll go off and listen to it and evangelize it to your friends. Yes, that's the idea. Right, this is Jadal. You can find them at jadalband.com. They're from a man in Jordan. I don't think I've ever played anybody from a man in Jordan before. A track called Galbi Metel Ward.
Sa'latni min bitkun. أنا مفتون بهالعيون güneşi amadı anzari وإلا لناس بيصير لناس ممنون سألتني مين صحابي قلت لها صحابي هم اتنين واحد طويل وواحد قصير عرسغي قاعدين مرتاحين بعدولي الشيب لبراسي بيزيدولي هزت ايدي قالت لي يا عمي سيبني لهمي انا بدي واحد يدوم لي قلت لها يا حلوة الذكرى بتدوم ما كلنا رايحين بكرة واليوم ليش لازم عمري يكون قد عمرك يا ورد التحنون بدك واحد يضحك عليك ويبهدل عيشتك أنا بحطك بعيوني جربيني لا تكسري خاطري قلبي مثل الورد وعمري واقف عد لو قلبي واقف نم وحياتك لسه شاب وقفت لو قلبي وقف نبض وحياتك لسه شب وقلبي مثل الورد وعمري وقفت لو قلبي وقف نبض وحياتك
was Galbi Metel Ward. I'm not quite sure if that's a sort of a ward in a hospital, in which case, I think that'd be rather fun to be there. That was by Jadal. As I said, you can find them at jadalband.com. From an album called Arabic Rocks. Once again on IOTA Promonet, once again available for you to download. Arabic Rocks, and that, of course, is exactly what it does do. As I said, from a man in Jordan. First play here on PCP. Don't think I've ever played anybody from Jordan before. Mind you, perhaps I should work it out one day, work out where I've played artists from. I dare say it's going to be a very, very interesting collection of artists. Let's come back to London now for a little bit more mainstream music, if you want to call it mainstream. This is Royal Treatment Plant. They're based out of London and England, but I think there are also members from Sydney and Australia. Once again, from IOTA Promonet. That's four tracks for this week from IOTA Promonet. Amazing. You lucky people can go and download this one as well. This is All the Same by Royal Treatment Plant. Same there by Royal Treatment Plant. What would a Royal Treatment Plant be? I imagine it would be a sewage farm. Yes, certainly lots of sewage coming out of the Royals at this moment in time, isn't there? I'm not a lover of the Royal Family. You probably know that already. If you don't, well, you do now. So Royal Treatment Plant, a rather excellent band. yes, myspace.com/Royal Treatment Plant is where you'll find them. Good stuff. Now, my old mates, I mentioned them already, Secret Archives of the Vatican, From the Crunks, Croydon in England, at BrokenDrumRecords.com, have found an old track. They keep doing this, they keep finding old tracks that are sort of hidden away on I don't know whether it's on tape or it's on a hard drive somewhere, and they sort of dig them out and they go, ooh, I don't think anybody's ever heard this one. And so they put it out on SoundCloud, and of course I've downloaded it, I've got to play it for you now. It's called Salam. I'm not quite sure how old it is, but I quite like it.
Thank you.
I suppose that sort of dates back to their sort of pre-dubsteppy age when they were sort of a bit more. Well, what were they? I don't know. I mean, that's Secret Archives of the Vatican. I would say that track is a bit sort of housey. But maybe that's why the track never actually emerged on interwebs before, because it didn't actually fit in with some of the genres that we're doing. But I liked it, and I thought you'd like it too, so we'll play it for you. Salam is the title of the particular track. You can find it on SoundCloud as well if you want to go and find it and download it. Is that virtually all the tracks I've played today, I think, have been all free to download from somewhere. Which begs the question, why do you listen to me, folks, when you can get this stuff for yourself? I think I know the answer to the question. I think the answer to the question is I am your, what did somebody call me recently? I can't remember. There was a particular word they used that sort of suggested I was the person me and my ilk are the sort of people that, tastemaker, I think it was the phrase. We would suggest to you, the listener, things you should be listening to, and maybe you do, maybe you don't. I don't know, it's interesting. I certainly have a great urge, and it's almost unstoppable urge to go find new music all the time, and it is my pleasure and privilege to share it with you, as long as it's my pleasure and privilege for you to listen to it. And you seem to be doing that, which is always very nice indeed. So thank you very much. Right, I'm going to leave you with one last track. They opened the show last week. They're going to close the show this week. This is Deluxe. This is a free download. You can get by going, I think you have to go sort of put your name and an email address into a particular website and it'll download this particular track for you. It's called Folks and Fellas. It's a bit rude. If you've got small children, you might want to put some headphones on them, you know, sort of Postman Pat, that sort of thing, while you get down and funky to this. Folks and Fellas by Deluxe. You can find them at myspace.com/Deluxe. AIX. That's because they're from Aix-en-Provence in France. And you can get the entire album, not this track, but you can get the entire EP, Polishing Peanuts, from Chinese Man Records, ChineseManRecords.com. A good place to be. In the meantime, I will go off and find 10 more tracks for next week's podcast, which I hope you will duly enjoy. As I said, if you have any recommendations, drop me a line, pete.kogel@gmail.com, or per reference or a comment on the blog or something. You know, just tweet loudly into the podosphere and I'll find you. See you soon, folks.
Talking bitchy, I still wanna fuck you. If you're cunning on your papa, I am holding his tie. Tell him his girl disobeys, gets away with a sigh. You got boys in the east, boys in the west, but you have to say goodbye when I jump in your frame. You got boys in the east, boys in the west, but you have to say goodbye.
Can be dangerous. He will- come on, put up and shut up.
With a bar or cross piece, we can turn both wheels in the same direction.
No, 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 no. This is not going to be possible. I'm gonna meet you.